Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Keegan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bob Keegan. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The right fielder, Tom Umflett. Batting third. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Roy Sievers. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bruce Edwards. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Klein. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chuck Stobbs. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Chuck Stobbs. And now, play ball. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stobbs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Umflett moves to second. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Umflett scores. Runnels moves to third. It's 1-0, Senators. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers strikes out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a fly ball into left field. Sievers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Niemann moves to second. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. Sievers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sievers. Groth reaches second base with a double. Niemann scores. Jackson goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, White Sox. Bob Keegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Groth scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Keegan moves to third. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fox for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Bruce Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Edwards moves to second. Chuck Stobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler throws to Carrasquel, and they have Edwards in a rundown. The throw to Kell, who applies the tag, and Edwards is out. Klein moves to second. One out. Chuck Stobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stobbs is called out on strikes. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-1 in the game. Yost strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Rivera pinch runs for Manny Minoso. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. Kell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rivera moves to second. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Niemann bunts in front of the plate. Edwards fields it and throws to first for the out. Rivera moves to third. Kell moves to second. One out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jackson is walked intentionally. Camilo Pasquale now pitching. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klein fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Rivera now playing right field. Bob Niemann now playing left field. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Umflett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vernon takes first base on ball 4. Umflett moves to second. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-1 in the game. Sievers strikes out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-1 in the game. Busby is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Groth is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Keegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keegan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Keegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel takes first base on ball 4. Keegan moves to second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, with Pasquale covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Bruce Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Edwards takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Camilo Pasquale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pasquale bunts in front of the plate. Lawler fields it and throws to first for the out. Klein moves to second. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-2 in the game. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Keegan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a fly ball into left field. Seavers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Umflett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel misplays the ball. That's an error on Carrasquel. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Vernon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Seavers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seavers is 0-for-2 in the game. Seavers hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jackson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Umflett throws the ball into Klein, who tags Jackson trying to catch an extra base, for the out. one out. Sheermlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 2 in the game. Lawler hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Groth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Keegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Groth. The throw from Edwards and he is safe. Groth steals second. Bob Keegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keegan is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Keegan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Groth scores. It's 4-1, White Sox. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 2 in the game. Busby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jesse Leffen pinch hits for Bruce Edwards. Jesse Leffen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leffen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first, with Keegan covering, for the out. Busby moves to second. One out. Bobby Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Busby moves to third. Two outs. Mickey McDermott pinch hits for Camilo Pasquale. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McDermott for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Fitzgerald now catching. Dean Stone now pitching. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Klein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. Rivera hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kell takes first base on ball 4. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Niemann hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kell moves to second. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Jackson hits a fly ball into right field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 3 in the game. Yost hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Forknealy's now pitching. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Umflett hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Yost moves to second. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Vernon takes first base on ball 4. Yost moves to third. Runnels moves to second. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-3 in the game. Sievers takes first base on ball 4. Yost scores. Runnels moves to third. Vernon moves to second. It's 4-2, White Sox. Sandy Consuegra now pitching. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it and throws to third to get the runner. Vernon is safe. Runnels scores. Vernon moves to third. Sievers moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 4-3, White Sox. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Lawler fields it and throws to first for the out. Vernon scores. Sievers moves to third. Busby moves to second. Two outs. It's White Sox, 4, Senators, 4. Ernie Orovets pinch hits for Bobby Klein. Ernie Orovets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orovets takes first base on ball 4. Carlos Paula pinch hits for Dean Stone. Carlos Paula is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paula strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Porterfield now pitching. Jerry Snyder now playing shortstop. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-3 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sandy Consuegra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consuegra hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carrasquel hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Sievers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Yost strikes out. One out. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Umflett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Runnels is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-4 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-2 in the game. Rivera bunts towards the mound. Porterfield fields it and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to second. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sievers. Kell reaches second base with a double. Fox scores. It's 5-4, White Sox. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Niemann hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Sievers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Ed McGee now playing left field. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a line drive towards short. Caris Quell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Washington Senators, 4. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.